Yo, what's happening, everybody? My name is Anthony Correnti, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Dynasty Drive. I appreciate all of the support, as always. A belated Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to anybody listening to the podcast. Appreciate your patience. Took a few weeks off with the holidays, had some time off from work mixed in there, spent it with the family, so took a little bit of a break. Fantasy championships are wrapping up this week or next, depending when you're listening. Obviously, I'm recording this just about a day after the unfortunate events in the Bills-Bengals game with Damar Hamlin, hoping for a full recovery with him. But obviously, a lot of leagues are in some fluky kind of holding patterns while we wait to see if the NFL reschedules that game or kind of calls it as it is. Again, this is as of Tuesday, January 3rd. But with fantasy seasons mostly in the books, and we look to 2023 and beyond, it is time to start talking more about the 2023 rookie draft class. So I thought with today, on today's episode, let's run through how I've got my top 10 2023 rookie running backs stacked up currently. If you're new to listening to the podcast or this is the first time you're checking it out, I appreciate it. You can follow me on Twitter at Dynasty Drive. And there is now typically going to be one new episode of this show every week. I know I've said that a lot over the last couple months, but holiday time and down the stretch in the season got a little crazy and hectic. So we'll get back to it because draft season is the best time of year for us here. And we love talking about the rookie prospects. So let's jump right into it. My top 10 2023 rookie running backs. Most of these players have already declared if they're underclassmen. So there'll be changes along the way with Senior Bowl and Combine and, you know, landing spots and draft capital and all that good stuff. But here's how I have them stacked up right now. Number one, no surprise, Texas Longhorns running back Bijan Robinson, listed at 6 foot, 222 pounds, junior running back out of Texas. He's a former five-star recruit, was the number one running back in his recruiting class. I'm not really sure what there is left to say about Bijan Robinson that we haven't to this point already. Fantasy managers have been waiting for this moment, right, for years. He's truly deserving of being the 101 in all formats. Bijan is a special talent at the position. He's a unique blend of power, speed, creativity, all as a runner, to go along with legitimate receiving chops and upside. You can't let the size kind of fool you. This is not, you know, a dump-off receiver, somebody who's just catching, you know, little dump passes from the backfield. Bijan is a legitimate receiving weapon who can run a variety of routes and win in multiple ways. You can line them up all over the formation. The upside is massive with Bijan from a fantasy football perspective, and he will slide in as one of the most valuable running backs in Dynasty immediately before he ever takes a professional snap. He'll be ranked as the Dynasty running back 1, 2, 3. I don't think you'll see him ranked outside the top 3 or top 5 at worst in a lot of places, and for good reason. He's a special prospect, even with the need for quarterback in super flex leagues, pushing those passers up the draft board in rookie drafts. Bijan's the 101. If you're at the 102 in one of those drafts and someone opts for Bryce Young, or any of the quarterbacks for that matter, send that person flowers or dessert of your choosing for giving you that special gift of Bijan Robinson of anything later than the 101. He's a special talent, and we look forward to seeing him play for many years. Running back 2 for me right now is Alabama running back Jahmyr Gibbs, listed at 5'11", 200 pounds, junior running back, former four-star recruit, and the number 8 running back in his recruiting class. We're likely probably all getting a little bored of this already, but man, it's hard to not comp Jahmyr Gibbs to Saints running back Alvin Kamara, right? After flashing pretty tantalizing upside with Georgia Tech through his first two college seasons and showing off that elite receiving ability, Gibbs transferred to Alabama, where he enjoyed his best season as a rusher to go along with that receiving upside we've come to expect from him. He is a smooth runner who flashes elite long speed, and although he's got a different body type than Bijan, he's another really special receiving talent. The upside as receivers kind of keeps Gibbs and Bijan in a tier of their own in this 2023 rookie running back class. He's an absolute menace in space and has the ability to make defenders look silly. It's going to be interesting to me to see what he weighs in at, since he's listed at 200 pounds. Of course, you'd typically like your running back to be slightly bigger than that, but you're not taking Jahmyr Gibbs with the thought of turning him into a strict between the tackles kind of power runner. What he lacks in weight, he helps make up for with patience and vision. His instincts, short area quickness, and overall explosiveness paired with really special receiving upside are what make him a real standout and keep him in that kind of tier of their own, him and Bijan. So there's the top two guys that I kind of view in a tier by themselves. The next tier is kind of a man all alone. Before a small tier break kind of down to this guy, and then again after him, and Zach Evans, the Ole Miss running back, 6 foot tall, 215 pounds, junior running back who's a former five-star recruit, was the number two running back in his recruiting class behind Bijan. By now, you've likely heard the craziness or some of the craziness that was Zach Evans' initial recruiting cycle after coming out of high school. After being one of the most hyped recruits in some time, Evans initially committed to Georgia before eventually being released from his commitment and catching on with TCU just ahead of his freshman season. While he was with the Horned Frogs, we never really saw him get a full workload. He averaged 7.7 yards per carry and 7 yards per carry on limited work as a freshman and sophomore. But ahead of his junior season, Zach Evans transferred to Ole Miss, where he saw the most work of his college career, but still had to share work thanks to the meteoric rise of freshman phenom runner Quinshon Judkins. Despite splitting that work, Zach Evans still had his best season as a runner by far. He had 144 carries for 936 yards and 9 touchdowns to go along with 12 catches, 119 yards, and 1 receiving score. He's got natural instincts for the position. He's a very smooth running style that pairs with an ideal frame and really excellent contact balance, I think. Evans has a knack for working through contact and has good vision to help make the most of rushing lanes that are there. He hasn't contributed a ton as a receiver. The 12 catches he had this year was a career high. But to be fair to him, I don't think he's been asked to do a lot there. Kind of reminds me of Kenneth Walker a season ago, where the trade suggested he might be able to do it, but he just hadn't been asked to do it a ton. I think Zach Evans has a chance to be a massive value in rookie drafts based on splitting time with Judkins this past season in 2022. I think savvy fantasy managers should look to pounce on that opportunity and scoop up that value. All right, down into the next tier, I have running backs 4, 5, and 6 valued all pretty closely to one another. So running back 4 for me right now is Sean Tucker, the 5'10", 210-pound running back from Syracuse, a former 3-star recruit, the 58th-ranked running back in his recruiting class. So the 2022 season wasn't quite as big as you might have hoped for from Tucker after he came off nearly 1,500 yards on the ground in 2021, but he did have 206 carries for 1,060 and 11 touchdowns this year to go along with 36 catches and 254 yards and 2 more receiving scores. So there's still plenty of reason to be excited. Tucker has the ability to be a true home run threat on any carry. His former track background, he was a high school champion in the 100-meter and 200-meter sprints as a junior in high school. He puts that track background on display across tons of his tape. He pairs long speed with also pretty good short area quickness and fast footwork. His vision can be a little spotty at times, and even though he's had some receiving usage, he's got 64 catches over 3 seasons. It's nothing too creative or really impressive. He needs to improve in pass protection in a big way in order to find himself on the field consistently on third downs at the NFL level, because right now his pass pro is pretty disappointing. I think he can improve there and grow as a receiver, and if he does, there's plenty of upside there. The one thing is, at times in 2022, he looked less decisive and seemed to run with maybe a little less conviction than we saw from him in 2021, which is another thing to keep an eye on, but he has the build and hope to find his way to a 3-down role, but he needs to improve as a receiver and in pass protection to get there, and if he does, it could be a big-time score. All right, running back 5 for me is Zach Charbonnet, 6'1", 220 pounds, senior running back from UCLA, former Michigan running back, former 4-star recruit, and was the number 4-ranked running back in his recruiting class. I think it was fairly surprising for a lot of people when Zach Charbonnet opted to return to school, to return to UCLA following his 2021 breakout season for the Bruins, where he had over 1,100 yards on the ground and 13 scores. But really all he did in 2022 was show out all over again. It was the best year of his 4 years in college, And I think he's a player that the NFL could really love based on his size, strength, and nose for the end zone. He's a powerful, sturdy runner who he's really difficult for one tackler to bring down. He's got pretty good build-up speed and enough short area quickness to find the hole and hit it. And I think he's a better pass catcher than given credit for a lot of the time. He had a career-best 37 receptions in 2022. And he's not going to wow people with athleticism the way Gibbs or Bijan will, but a team I think is going to feel really confident about turning around and handing him the ball, you know, double-digit times per game right off the jump in his NFL career. He's got a nose for the end zone, 3 out of 4 years in college where he had double-digit touchdowns, 11 as a freshman, 13 as a junior, and 14 as a senior in just the sophomore year, which was a weird, you know, only appeared in 5 games, 19 attempts, so throw that one out. But aside from that, all he does is really find the end zone. Number six for me, running back six, is Tank Bigsby from Auburn. 6 foot tall, 213 pounds, junior running back who's a former four-star recruit and the number four ranked running back in his recruiting class. After Tank Bigsby broke out as a true freshman in 2020, as a freshman where he had 138 attempts, 834 yards, and 5 touchdowns, Tank has kind of seen himself fall behind multiple other players in what's become kind of a crowded 2023 running back class. Despite having less yards on the ground in 2022 than in 2021, where he had 1,099, he had 970 in 2022, but his efficiency was also up in 2022, and he hauled in a career-best 30 receptions. So Tank is a pretty physical runner who possesses more agility than he gets credit for. He's an explosive runner who has enough long speed to rip off chunk gains on the ground. On tape, he looks like his frame can support more weight or muscle. So it'll be interesting to see what he looks like, I think, following his first full year in the NFL where he gets a full NFL offseason. Even though he caught 30 passes in 2022, he's really not a very natural hands catcher. And there are some drops when you watch the tape. He'll need to improve in pass protection like a lot of young running backs and as a receiver to be more than a committee back at the next level, I think. But even in that role, he can definitely have fantasy value. I think we have to do a better job of not undervaluing guys who can score touchdowns, right? Just because they might lack in one area doesn't always mean that they can't provide any value in any other number of ways. Some guys have a nose for the end zone, and Tank has scored double-digit touchdowns in consecutive seasons on a bad Auburn offense that didn't do much at all to maximize his skill set. I think Tank Bigsby has a chance to sneak into the back end of day two of the NFL draft or find himself going early on day three. It'll be interesting to kind of see how his process shakes out and where he ends up, but I think he's somebody that, you know, maybe we haven't seen the best of yet, so it'll be interesting to monitor. All right, number seven starts another tier where 7, 8, 9, and 10 I kind of all have lumped in a tier right now. Three of these guys, a little bit more of the undersized variety. First one is running back 7, Devon Achane from Texas A&M, 5'9", 185 pounds. Junior runner who's a former four-star recruit and was the number four ranked all-purpose back in his recruiting class from 247. Look, speed kills. Right, I feel like we say this every offseason on this show and all over the place, but speed kills. The NFL covets speed. The league will show you this time and time again, repeatedly, year in, year out. We see players across all skill positions who have elite speed find themselves pushed up draft boards, and I don't expect anything different in this situation. After splitting time with Isaiah Spiller early on in his Texas A&M career, shouldered the load for the Aggies in 2022 to the tune of a career high 1,100 yards on the ground and another 3 receiving touchdowns to add to the 8 that he scored as a rusher. He has elite, blazing long speed, but he's also got control over that speed and can kind of throttle up to that next extra gear when necessary and gear down when the time calls for it and maybe slow things down a step or two. It's going to be really easy to point to size and pass protection as the two kind of glaring areas where he can be held back, but the NFL is likely going to overlook those negatives in his skill set because of the true game-breaking speed that he has, and it will help find his way onto an NFL field sooner than later. just because he doesn't have the size and won't ever be a guy that has a huge rushing workload where he gets, you know, 250 carries, 300 carries, anything crazy like that, doesn't mean he can't have value. Consider that, you know, Alvin Kamara, and not comparing them player for player, but consider that Kamara did not have more than 200 carries through the first 4 years of his pro career and was insanely valuable along the way while he did it. So just something to kind of put a pin in and remember. Running back eight for me is Blake Corum from Michigan, 5'8", 210 pounds, junior running back, a former four-star recruit, the 12th ranked running back in his recruiting class. Corum has been half of one of the best running back duos in college football for two seasons. First with Hassan Haskins in 2021 and again with Donovan Edwards in 2022. And I think in 2022, Blake Corum kind of became the focal point, where Haskins maybe was the focal point the year before, where he had 952 yards as a runner, as a sophomore, and then kind of explodes for almost 1,500 this year. And then Donovan Edwards, you know, steps up to 900 and some rushing yards this year. So pretty interesting to watch that. But Corum explodes this year, 1,463 yards on the ground to go along with 18 rushing touchdowns. I think Blake Corum is a better between the tackles runner than you may expect given his size. He's got kind of a thick lower body, you know, strong legs. He still is likely going to profile as part of a committee at the next level. I just don't know that he's ever going to get a huge workload at the NFL level. He works well in space. He's got very good burst. He has the traits to contribute as a receiver, but hasn't had a ton of output aside from, you know, his college high being 24 catches in 2021. I've warmed up to kind of referring to him as a souped-up version of Michael Carter on the Jets back when Carter was coming out of North Carolina. I think a lot of the same holds true. I just think Corum is maybe a slightly better version of that. Corum's going to be a committee back at the next level, but has a chance to be a really good one if he can generate some more of that receiving output, which I think he can in the right scheme. Number nine for me, running back nine, is Chase Brown from Illinois. 5'11", 205 pounds. He's a junior, but he's had five college seasons, but in 2019, he only had two games. One of those weird kind of flunky or, you know, crazy eligibility lists to look at. Anyways, a former three-star recruit, the 78th ranked running back in his recruiting class. Chase Brown, I think, is somebody that's going to be kind of, I don't want to necessarily say full-blown scheme dependent, but a scheme will matter. And in an outside zone scheme, Chase Brown has the traits to be really exciting, man. He proved in 2022 that he could handle a massive workload. Up until then, his career high in carries has been 170. He had 328 carries this year in 2022 and over 1,600 yards on the ground. There's going to be concerns about what he weighs in at. I think that's always something interesting to monitor when a guy's listed right around 205. The biggest concerns with Brown's game are, can he consistently contribute in the passing game? He had 27 catches for 240 yards this past year. Can he consistently contribute that way? And can he take some of the easier, maybe more consistent inside yards? I think he has a tendency to want to bounce every run to the perimeter, which I think is understandable given elite burst and top-end speed that he possesses. And you don't want to take all that away from him either, right? Like, you don't want to coach all that out of him because that's the exciting part of his game, but just got to be a little more selective about it. I think in the right scheme and with the right coaching, Chase Brown has the opportunity to be a massive steal in rookie drafts this offseason, especially given the depth at the position. It's going to push some of these guys down, you know, into round two, round three, because don't forget, it won't all be running backs. There'll be plenty of good receivers and quarterbacks taken as well. Running back 10 for me right now is somebody I'm honestly more excited about than running back 10. It feels bad having him down this low, but is Kenny McIntosh from Georgia, 6'1", 210 pounds, senior running back, former four-star recruit, and the number 11 ranked running back in his recruiting class. McIntosh finally got his chance to receive the bulk of the work in the Bulldogs' backfield after playing behind other players who have since gone off to the NFL. Zamir White, James Cook, just a few of them, and given his opportunity this year, McIntosh didn't disappoint. I think thanks to his size and pretty good contact balance, he can really work through traffic and play through that contact quite well. But what might be most appealing is the fact that, you know, 6'1", 210 pounds, guy caught 42 passes and had over 500 yards in 2022. He's got the size and skill set to be a consistent threat as a runner. And if he can improve on his pass protection, which he will need to, he has the upside of being a true three-down running back. He was a terrific pass-catching running back in 2022. He can line up at various spots in the formation. You can line him up in the backfield and throw him passes that way. You can put him out wide. You can put him in the slot. He's got ability as a natural receiver. Like, he's a guy with good hands that is a natural receiver. He's definitely got to improve on that pass protection, and I think there's reason to believe he can do so. He did have pretty limited opportunities in college because of the people playing ahead of him, before this season, where he had 141 attempts for 779 yards and 10 scores to go along with his 42 catches, 506 yards, and two more scores. He hadn't had more than 60 attempts. You know, he had 25 rushing attempts in 2019, 47 in 2020, and 58 in 2021. So with the limited opportunities he had in college, I think with consistent NFL coaching, he's got a real shot to realize his full potential. Kenny McIntosh is somebody I think we have not seen the best of yet. And I know accepted a Senior Bowl invite recently. It's going to be interesting to see how that works out, because I do think a lot of times guys down there get some of that draft capital bump just a little bit. So I'm really interested to see how the NFL values Kenny McIntosh come draft day. All right, so there's my top 10 2023 rookie running backs as they stand right now. Again, we'll run through them. Running back one, Texas running back Bijan Robinson. Number two, Alabama running back Jahmyr Gibbs. Number three, Ole Miss running back Zach Evans. Number four, Syracuse running back Sean Tucker. Running back five is UCLA Bruins running back Zach Charbonnet. Number six, Auburn running back Tank Bigsby. Number seven, Texas A&M running back Devin Achane. Number eight, Michigan running back Blake Corum. Number nine, Illinois running back Chase Brown. And number 10, Georgia running back Kenny McIntosh. The biggest thing for me when I was stacking these top 10 of the rookie running back classes, the depth is fun, man. The depth is fun. There's different tiers, and there's breaks in the tiers. Like I said, from the top two guys to Evans, from Evans to Tucker and Charbonnet and Bigsby, and then to guys even below him. But the depth of the class is really fun. There's going to be players, even players outside of this top 10, that I think have a legitimate shot to carve out a pretty real fantasy role. Guys like Roschon Johnson, Bijan's backup at Texas. We'll see what happens with Deuce Vaughn, another undersized guy. Dwayne McBride. There's a lot of players that could provide pretty good value, where 2023 could be the running back class that we've been waiting for, to get a nice influx of young talent at the position that pretty desperately could use it. There's good young running backs, and there's good running backs who are getting a little bit older, but you can always use a nice healthy injection of new talent at the running back position. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Dynasty Drive. I appreciate everybody for hanging in there while we got through the holiday season, but we're back. We're going to be talking plenty of rookies. Next week, we'll do top 10 rookie wide receivers as I have them right now, just like this, pre-combine, pre-all off-season circuit stuff. So we did the running backs today. We'll do wide receivers next week, and then we'll lump probably quarterbacks and tight ends together the week after that. So I appreciate everybody checking out the show. As always, we will be back with that episode of the show next week. Again, if you're not already, you can follow me on Twitter @DynastyDrive, and we'll talk to you guys later.